This is a Main Hustle Media podcast.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jackie O and you're listening to Militantly Mixed.
Yo, this is Rashani from the Single Simulcast. And when I'm not making you laugh or making up parody songs, I'm kicking back, listening to Militantly Mixed.
Main Hustle Media podcasts are recorded on the ancestral lands of the Chumash, Tongva, Hohokam, and Yucateco Maya people. And we wish to pay our respects to the people of those nations, both past and present.
Konnichiwa, what's up, cousins? Welcome to Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. I am your Sir Auntie, Charmaine Fury, a.k.a. The Blasian Blurred. And I am coming at you again from bed desk, which is why I can already tell from the wavelengths this is not going to be a good sounding episode. And it's not going to be a long one. I just wanted to record something rather than nothing. Because I'm back dealing with, or at least I'm having a rough a couple days related to my health issues. But the reason why I'm recording anything at all today is, two things. I am working on two episodes that I've been wanting to, I've been trying to work on for separately, one from a couple weeks ago, one from last week. That I haven't been able to finish because of my stamina issues related to my health. So as soon as I can get those finished, I'll either put them up when they're ready or I'll wait till the following Monday. I don't have that decision in my head yet. But two, in the last couple weeks in particular, I have been getting messages, DMs mostly, on Instagram from listeners that are telling me that they appreciate the lane that I've accidentally stumbled into, that's not their words, that's my words, which is talking about boycott, divestment, and sanctions, and showing both my personal beliefs about what's everything going on, and trying to use this opportunity to educate as I'm learning. Sharing the information that I'm getting when I'm getting it, and how that has been encouraging to them to be more aware and to make more efforts and learn. So it's with that in mind that I wanted to record anything at all, knowing that I wasn't going to be able to put together or even finish the fuller episodes that I have been trying to pull together. I've recorded some of it, but I get out of breath and it ends up being hard to keep it up. I have had some good days and I've had some bad days, all while I'm also going to the doctors or having the doctors come to me and eliminating issues and learning it might be different issues. So I don't know enough right now where I'm at to know what the full plan is. I only have a plan of what I'm going to be doing to learn what it is I'm dealing with health-wise. So, you know, I'm basically just getting second opinions, taking new tests, eliminating possibilities, and I know less about what's going on, or I feel like I know less about what's going on with me now than I knew a week ago, but in learning less, I think I've eliminated possibilities that I thought it was, and therefore I'm not having to research those anymore, you know, because they've been eliminated as ideas. So that's what's going on with my health. I hope for it not to slow me down entirely, but I am listening to my body when it does slow me down to a degree, and you know, just not trying to do full efforts if I don't have it in me. That being said, one thing I do want to say, which isn't about the two episodes that I'm building. Oh, three episodes, actually. Two I've recorded something on, one that I've been wanting to work on and just haven't gotten back to. One is about entering liberation movements when you feel like you're behind or you just got here. A way to kind of give yourself grace as you slowly enter and hopefully provide resources of how to enter. Because the important thing is that you're here now, not how long it took you to get here or not in, what in particular radicalized you. It's once you're here, you get to work. That's one of the ones I'm working on and have partially recorded. The other one that I'm working on, and I think mostly recorded, I just haven't really been able to go back and listen and try to edit, is a continuation on this topic of boycott, sanctions, and divestment. Or, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, that I've, like I said, I've accidentally stumbled into. I did not know this was going to be my lane. But as I've been engaging more and more and been learning more and more, I feel like it's the part of this whole crisis where the learning curve isn't as steep for me to engage in. And once I get the information, I can quickly share the information if people are listening. Whereas while I'm also educating myself on the history of what's happened in Palestine, you know, all of the different massacres that Israel has committed against Palestine that have gone essentially unanswered by the world's governments in all these years, leading us to where we're at today. That's a steeper learning curve that I'm in right now, and I don't feel like every step of the way that I can process and really internalize the information well enough to feel strongly enough and confident enough to disseminate it through the show. And as a non-Palestinian, you know, the lane that I feel confident in talking about in terms of historical oppression does have to do with being a Black American, because I'm a mixed Black American, to a lesser degree, an Asian American, because the type of Asian oppression that I've seen in the United States didn't necessarily impact my family, and so I don't have that direct knowledge in the way that I have direct knowledge about being a Black American as an oppressed group in the United States. So, like, that's a lane I can get in, and I don't feel weird about getting in there as a mixed person. But as a non-Palestinian, regardless of the fact that I'm married to a Palestinian, I don't have the first hand. I have the secondary hand, I guess, if even that, maybe second or third hand knowledge, as I'm just watching my partner go through what they're going through while they are also learning, because they didn't grow up immersed in the culture as much as their siblings did. So I feel like it not being completely my lane, there are people more who've done more time, spent more time being educated on this. Those are the people I'm learning from right now, and I can share those resources of what I'm reading and what I'm looking at. But I'm not ready to discuss it in what I feel would be an intelligent way, and I don't want to risk spreading disinformation or leading people astray if I don't feel like I've absorbed the information well enough yet. Whereas with BDS, I feel like I'm getting it, and I'm learning new things, and I'm correcting misinformation every day in it in a way that's clear. I understand, and I also feel like it is both something that I can learn and educate on and do at the same time, so I can both be showing how it works in real life in my experience of it while also sharing the information. So I'm going to continue down that path, and like, while I said it wasn't what I expected to be stumbling into in terms of what my lane was going to be in this part of the liberation fight for Palestine, it's the lane that chose me, I guess, is what it feels like. And so I'm going to be continue on that. And I have that partially recorded as well. The one I haven't started recording yet, but it's one I've been wanting to do since all this started. And while I was thinking about it the other day, it occurred to me that people have been silent on this again. The people that were coming at me on this topic are silent now. And so let me talk about it a little bit, and then I am getting tired, so I'll go ahead and wrap up after that. 3 or 4 weeks ago, when I was posting about my personal stance as Charmaine and by extension, militantly mixed, because I am the host and producer of the show, where I was saying I unequivocally condemn Israel and the United States for their actions towards the Palestinians, and that I absolutely and fully stand with Palestinian people. And I did make it clear that while I am married to an ethnic Palestinian, I don't have a household that on a daily basis lives in Palestine in our minds and in our hearts, really. This is a new thing that has happened to us as a result of this current phase of the genocide of Palestinians. My husband is actively learning about his ancestry, and he's actively learning about what's happening to the Palestinian people, and I'm learning alongside of him with that, but I'm watching him experience it in a way I've never watched him experience something like this before. And parts of it are making sense to me as a person, mixed Black American in particular, who has been experiencing what it's like to watch your people be under siege and killed by authority figures and things like that within your country. And, you know, while he's engaged with me in that to some degree, I've never had that the same experience with him after, 30 years of knowing each other. In near 24 years together, so I'm watching him go through something I've never seen him go through, and I'm going along with him in the way that I can as a non-member of that community, but as a partner to that community. Sorry, I got a little bit off track, but as I was saying this in my early statements, and a lot of what I have been reposting along this way has been very clearly pro-Palestine and pro-Palestine liberation and anti-Zionism. So not anti-Jewish, not anti-Hebrew, not anti an ethnic group, but very much absolutely will say with my whole chest and 10 toes down on the ground, anti-Zionism. I personally am anti-religion, organized religion anyway. I'm not sitting here trying to shut down people's religions, but in my life, there is no room for religion. I find organized religion to be very toxic and unhealthy and a tool of the oppressor. And so I'm definitely not going to be pro a nation state driven by a religion. So when I said that, and when I've been reposting things that are about that, 3 to 4 weeks ago, I was getting comments or DMs that was telling me something to the effect of, like, you know, some of us support Israel. I assumed that. I wouldn't assume that. I mean, I guess to a degree, I would be surprised a little, but I wouldn't assume that people who are anti-oppression of some would not be pro-oppression if their people were the oppressors. Unfortunately, that is a lesson I've been learning really hard with some of the people in my life up until over this last few weeks, of people who are literally activists that are fighting for liberation of particular groups of people, but when it comes to Israel, turning a blind eye to what Israel's been doing. And I've been learning that the hard way with some of my relationships the last few weeks. But early on, I was getting those comments. And one of those comments in the militantly mixed side, and then also in my personal page, the Blaze and Blurred side, had to do with being a queer person and how Palestinians would kill me if I found myself in Palestine as a queer person. And that thing has been bothering the fuck out of me for weeks. One, because it's such a stupid tool. It's such a stupid tool of distraction that people try to hit you with as a way to, shame you into supporting a bad thing. this thing is bad that you're looking at, but if it were you, the people that we're targeting, the innocent people we're targeting, would hate you. And so that's why you should support us. And fuck you if you believe that. I will say that with my whole fucking chest, because first of all, there is no justifiable reason, even if, and I, this would be an impossible thing, but even if every single person of Palestinian heritage who was living in occupied Palestine hated queer people, and mind you, let's just pretend there's no queer Palestinians in this weird-ass scenario. But if all 2.2 million people in Gaza were anti-LGBT and, of, by extension, also not queer, there were no queer people in Palestine, and they hated all queer people. Even if that were the case, I would not find a justification in a different occupying force, a different, quote, nation, occupying and targeting the civilians, the non-combatants of that population. I cannot justify that based off of whatever their belief system is, if that were even true. But because I'm not an idiot, I understand that not all people in an ethnic group or a cultural space would be anti-LGBTQ. And I'm also smart enough to realize that there are queer Palestinians too. And while they may have their own struggles, that is a struggle I can relate to because I'm a fucking queer American. And my country is not safe for people like me either. So you're not going to convince me that it's okay to bomb Palestinian civilians because you have a belief that every single one of them is anti-LGBTQ+. And 3 to 4 weeks ago, those were the comments I was getting. People were telling me that I should not support Palestine because they all hated queer people. So I've been wanting to do an episode about stupid shit like this. This thing of like justifying being on the wrong side of something because of a way in which you might personally be affected if the shoe was on the other foot. I see it all over the place. I see it in the abortion debate too. Well, what if you were aborted? Well, guess what, honey? I have teen parents who were abusive and irresponsible. And if I had been aborted, I would never have been abused, and I would never have had to grow up with those two people. So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This is stupid. You're not going to convince me that abortion is wrong in all cases, including healthcare-related cases or the mother could die-related cases, because the off chance that my mother could have aborted me. My mother should have. She should have never had me. She did have me, and as a result, I am the person who I am today. But you're not going to convince me that abortion is wrong because my mother could have aborted me. You're not going to convince me that's okay to bomb Palestinians. Starting to run out of breath. Because some of them might hate gay people or queer people in general. Well, fuck it, that's the story of my life. There's literally nowhere I can go where I could be in a completely safe environment as a queer person. Slightly safer as a like straight passing, because I do have a husband and because I appear or am assumed woman when people see me. And, you know, quite frankly, even as a bi-gender person, I do identify as a woman. I also identified as a not fully man, but like dude bro. That's so stupid. I've explained that in other shows, so whatever. People can research if they care to know what I mean by that, or I'll talk about it later. Priorities right now. I'm at all times feeling like I am the binary. I am male, I am female, I am both at all times. You can call me woman, you can call me man, you can call me he, you can call me she, you can call me they. All of those things work for me because I exist within the binary inside myself. I'm not non-binary, I am binary. But I'm perceived as woman on the outside, I understand that. I know what I look like, I know what my experience is, and I know that a lot of my life experience is through the guise of being assumed and received as a woman. And so I'm slightly safer out in the streets as a queer person when I'm standing alongside of my husband, if I'm not overtly showing my queerness, if I'm not wearing my mixed and hella queer t-shirt, or if I'm not, you know, also with a girlfriend or something like that, you know, I understand that I have a an unfortunate privilege in that because I have a male partner, a male primary partner. But so yeah, that's just something I want to talk about. I want to get into this kind of a discussion too. And I want to say again before I get out of here, I'm not closing off the show to not having any guests. It's not a situation where I'm saying, as in my audience, I want you to listen to me and only me. I'm not doing that. I'm just not actively seeking out guests myself at the moment. One, because my stamina, my energy level, I just don't know when I'm gonna be able to commit to full recordings. And two, because I'm not going to do what I think some people would expect. We, in an effort to uplift Palestinian voices, seeking out Palestinians to talk and educate people right now, because they have their own priorities that they need to be dealing with. And if they do want to use this space to come and talk, I will absolutely share the space. But what I'm not going to do is come knocking on your door and be like, hey, Palestinian person who's suffering right now, would you mind coming on my podcast and tell people about your suffering? I'm not doing that. So that's why I'm explaining that that's why I've been doing solo episodes, is a combination of both. I'm not going to inflict my show on Palestinian people or mixed Palestinian people to share their pain or even their education, their labor, unless they want to. So anybody who's listening, if that is something they want to do, they are more than welcome to come on. I'm just not knocking on people's door right now. I mean, I'm not even asking my husband or his family to come on. We're having those conversations ourselves, but I'm not having them come here to do that in front of y'all either. So I'm using my show as a way to talk mostly about a practical thing that someone like me, an average everyday person who is not a military combatant, who is not going to be going over there and fighting a war, but I can fight the war through commerce. That is something, the lane that I think I can sit in. I don't know if I closed out what I was saying earlier, but I have 3 planned or partially recorded episodes, one on liberation, continuing the talk about boycott, and to talk about those stupid distractions like, you know, they would kill you for being queer and whatever the fuck. I want to get into topics like that too, as I have the stamina to do that. So I do apologize that I'm not able to get into any of these issues further today. But I did want to record something so that I'm not leaving those of you who have been messaging about that. And also for those of you who have been messaging, I have either liked or thumbs up or something your message. I might have given you a quick one sentence like thank you or acknowledgement. I hope you understand I'm not ignoring the messages you've been sending, especially there's a couple of you who've sent me quite long messages, and I'm not acknowledging the work that went into, I'm not acknowledging the work that went into those messages. It really has to do with the stamina and having to choose everything that I do. And then separate from that, just because I don't want this to come off confusing in any way, you may have seen over the last day the posts from myself and Ria Mayakur. From Mixed Race Mama, we're finally launching our podcast that we've been working on since the summer, Matcha, Masala, and Murder. It's a true crime podcast in which we are talking about different issues related to, you know, race and gender and class and society, and also talking about various murder cases or true crime cases throughout history. We are mostly focusing on historical true crime cases, and then also she and I talk about the shit that she and I talk about. We are those types of people, so our show is kind of encompassing all of those things. And we had been recording for the last a little over a month and a half or so, and prior to me having my illness. We've had some breaks here and there, so a lot of what we've been recording, a lot of what we have recorded is prior to what has been going on in Palestine right now. So it is kind of a strange time to be releasing. It's just that those episodes are finally ready. We've been building this since the summer, and it was always our intention to air it sometime in October or November, and this is just when it timed out. So if you are interested in that and you have seen the posts, just a clarification, a lot of that work has been done or is being done now as well, in addition to Militantly Mixed. I haven't been doing Blurred Comics, and I'm going to talk about that sometime next week as well. And yeah, so that's everything. And of course, I've already talked longer than I had anticipated doing. I don't think I'm going to edit this episode, so anything that's in it, double talk or ums, are going to be left in it. And yeah, I'm just going to get back to bed. I mean, I'm in bed, but I'm actually going to lay down instead of sitting up because I'm exhausted now. So as always, free Palestine, and don't forget to be your mixed ass selves. Peace, y'all. See you next week.
Militantly Mixed is a Main Hustle Media podcast produced and hosted by me, Charmaine Fury. Music is by David Bogan, the One. You can follow us on social media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Militantly Mixed. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Militantly Mixed, please go to patreon.com/militantlymixed for monthly sponsorship, or paypal.me/militantlymixed for a one-time only donation. And if you like what you hear on Militantly Mixed, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to be your mixed ass self.
Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.